Man, I'm so good at that thing.
I'm just impressed the fact that you can play it and speak at the same time.
That's the amazing thing.
Yep.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to your Friday. Not just any Friday. What Friday is it?
Diamond Day Friday!
Woo! There you go, brother.
Well, there we go. Preloaded cheers. Thank you.
It's also Didgeridoo Friday.
Hey! Again. We do the whole thing again. Let's just do it again. No, yes. It's a big show today. Giving away a diamond every hour. Thanks to our friends at Diamonds Direct. All in time for Mother's Day.
It is time for Mother's Day this Sunday. Producer Nicole, what will you be doing for your mom?
Well,
he's interested in what goes on in your life.
We're going to the beach next weekend. Ah. She has to work this weekend, so we're going to go to the beach next weekend.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Usually I go in with something with my brothers, but I haven't heard from either one of my two brothers, so I think Amanda and I are just going to do like a massage for my mom.
Okay.
Normally we do a spa day. My three brothers chip in for like a spa day for my mom.
Yeah. See, I see it a little differently than you do, Manny. I feel like this is your time to shine, that maybe your brothers have forgotten about it, and you could really move to the top of the pack
yep.
if you came correct with
yep.
the gift.
I'm already at the top of thy pack. Oh, it's three pages today? Yeah, I'm the youngest.
We have a three-page show sheet?
I guess.
How long is our
show?
My gosh.
Did you
add 5 hours?
Gosh, it makes me not want to begin. You know, when it's three pages?
Well, the last page is just leftovers.
Oh, okay.
So.
Oh, that's always fun.
But yeah, no, my brothers are jealous of me because I'm the youngest, and because I'm the youngest, I'm mom's favorite. You know, mom always protected me from the bully brothers that I had.
You're the baby.
I'm the baby, that's right.
Yes, yes, yes.
Speaking of Diamonds Direct, today you could join us from 11 to 1 at Diamonds Direct in South Park. How about that for a great deal? They got
a 3-year zero interest financing.
That's what they have.
Yeah. I got you, bro.
Hang I appreciate
on, am
that.
Am I right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's probably a good thing to check.
Yep, I had a double check.
So every hour this morning, starting now, we are giving away diamonds. We'll tell you exactly when to call. And when you do call, be caller number 13 for Mother's Day, the 13th, and then you get a diamond. The phones
Lucky
are ringing.
Number 13.
Hello?
Maybe someone wants to talk.
Good morning. Can you tell me when they're going to, are they going to announce?
This is they.
The...
You're on the radio. This is
yes.
us. We just answered it.
Oh,
my name's
hi.
Roy. That's Manny, and we have Loren.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Am I the caller for the diamond?
Not yet.
Okay.
So what we're going to do is we'll tell you when. And so the tricky part is you got to give us at least an hour. So you're already awake in the 6. So I would listen the entire 6 o'clock hour for us to tell you to be caller number 13. And when that time comes, you got to be the 13th caller for Mother's Day.
What's going on in your world?
Yeah, are you at the hospital?
No.
What's that
what
noise?
What is that beeping?
Oh. I'm in my car listening.
Ah.
Oh, man. Yeah, it sounds like a heart machine.
That's what I
there.
Thought it was. I was like, for sure, she's a nurse.
Oh, it's my pacemaker.
No.
Oh.
No, that was, because I'm listening, and I've got my mom and my dad, and we're all trying to call.
Oh, that's awesome. Listen, the teamwork makes the dream
yes,
work.
It is. Uh-huh.
What's your name?
Jessica,
you listen all hour. We're giving away a diamond at any second this hour. But to be honest with you, we'll tell you when we're 10 minutes away from it. You know what I mean? Like you're going to get a bit of a warning.
A little. That would be appreciated.
Just listen.
Are you a mother, Jessica?
No.
You're going to try and win for your mom?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, good. Well, happy Mother's Day to your mom, and thank you so much for calling and listening.
And it's also worth mentioning, Jessica, to go to the website kiss951.com,
because
we also have additional diamond we're giving away online.
Mm-hmm.
So you can also submit for that.
Okay.
All right. She's in her car.
Try.
I don't know if that.
I'm going to do that.
They have
smartphones. Well, mom and dad's helping too.
There's
so.
A whole team. It's a whole village trying to win this diamond.
It does take a village.
All right. Yep. Good luck, Jessica. Hopefully you guys get one, okay?
All right. Thank you so much.
I love it when people call us right at 6 a.m. That's so cool.
Me too. She was invested.
I want to get into the habit where people just call us. You know what I mean? Just give us a call. Let's talk.
I think Nicole shuts that down back there. She deters that.
No, she doesn't.
Yeah.
Well, send it to me. I just want to talk to him. I like him. You okay?
You're
coughing.
I don't know. I got allergies kicked back up again. I don't know why, but this week I've been a wreck again.
Sterling's a wreck, too. I've been a wreck. Yeah. You know, I had snot this morning. His throat was hurting.
We had clear sailing for a couple of weeks, and now all of a sudden it's back.
Yeah, it's bad.
So we went out to lunch the other day, Loren, with producer Nicole and her girlfriend Lauren. Mm-hmm. And Lauren mentioned something, and I want to bring Nicole back in here in a little bit and just double check that the offer was a real offer, not a fake offer. I ran into Lauren again last night at a Live After 5, and I mentioned it, and it kind of got pushed to the side, so I don't know.
I think I know what you're talking about.
You know, and that makes me nervous because I was going to take up on the offer, too.
Yeah, so let's find out if it's a solid offer or if it was just kind of a passing, like, oh, hey, yeah.
Yeah.
You can do this because it's a really cool thing. So we're going to talk to producer Nicole, and we'll find out if there's a valid offer on the table. And maybe we have to wake Lauren up for this.
I'm sure she'll be so excited about
I'm laughing right now.
Good luck.
You don't think?
Have fun.
All right, we'll be right back.
The Manny, Roy, and Loren Show. Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Don't forget to sign up for our Wake Up and Win contest, too. That starts Monday morning, and we're giving away $500. Tell us what time you wake up listening to the Kiss 95.1 app. And by the way, you can set your alarm on your app, or you should at least just wake up, turn over, and turn on the Kiss app.
Yeah.
Do that, and you got 15 minutes to call us back. You call back within 15 minutes. You score
$500. We're giving away too much. It's,
no, we're not. Give it away. Give away the farm.
Yeah. In fact, we haven't even mentioned the $1,000 we're giving away at 8 a.m. this morning with the Kiss Cash Code in the middle of the legendary Friday free-for-all, but that's a thing, too.
Give it all away. So, you can't take it with you.
At any second, we could be announcing another diamond to be given away, so make sure you're listening for Diamond Day, Diamond Every Hour, thanks to Diamonds Direct here on the MRL Morning Show.
Producer Nicole, your girlfriend Lauren mentioned that her mom's got a lake house, and we went out to lunch the other day, and we touched on the fact that Lauren's like, oh, yeah, you guys should totally come to the lake house. And I was like, cool, yeah, we might do that. But, like, then I went and told Amanda, because Amanda's pregnant, and we're looking for small things to do, you know, this summer. We can't do a long trip over our vacation. She's just not ready for that. And so she's like, oh, that's really cool. And then she started asking details. And I'm like, I don't have any. And quite honestly, I don't even know if it was just a passing offer where, like,
right.
You know,
because it was a really cool invite.
Didn't that happen to you when you guys went to New York? Like, one of your friends was like, hey, you can stay in our apartment.
Yeah, and Jade, then, who works in radio up there, she's like, come stay in my apartment. And I was like, no, we got a hotel. Then, like, 3 days later, I'm like, you know what? We've been thinking about it. Maybe we'll stay in the apartment. She goes, oh, what's the dates again?
Yeah. And I remember at the
passing.
Dare you.
At the lunch, it was such a cool offer. I specifically said, I'm like, oh, you shouldn't have done that because I'm going to take up on it.
So
this is your fault.
Right. Yeah, it's your fault.
It's your fault.
And then I mentioned something. I was like, I said to Lauren, I'm like, oh, so where is the lake house? She's like, Maiden. And then I was like, oh, that's really cool. Do you think? And by that time, she had already walked away. Yeah, I was going to talk to her friends. Mm. Left me sitting there.
Well, she did have friends there last night.
She did. Yeah. She did.
She was trying.
So is this a solid offer?
Of course it's a solid offer.
Thank you. Good to know.
She, her mom is very fun and talkative and loves, she already met.
Yeah, I've met.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And just like loves when people are around, like groups that
love
have
that.
Fun and stuff.
Yeah. Nice.
So she just
I'll bring croquet.
Okay.
What the hell's croquet?
You put the ball through
croquet.
The wicket.
Oh. Yeah.
I thought it was crochet.
That's something
that's
different.
What you do.
That's like knitting.
On your couch.
Okay.
Okay. So what's the, is there a sheet that we sign up on? I'd prefer not to go the same weekend Roy goes. I'd like to have my own.
Oh, I thought we were going as a show.
Yeah.
That's
everyone
you know
goes.
What? Retract his dang offer. That's some course crap.
It'd be like everybody going.
Don't you want to go with like Sterling and Callie, your new dog, and just go spend the day up there?
Well, yeah, but I would love to be with a bigger group with all you guys. You're my best friends.
Hmm. Okay, I'm in. I'll do that.
Micah feels bad.
Hold on, I gotta send a text to Amanda real quick.
I can't go.
Oh,
Roy has to come. Sorry.
No, that's fine. I'm just kidding. Yeah, all right.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Okay, cool. What kind of amenities do we have up there? Is there now, is it a day trip? Are we spending the night, then waking up the next morning with Bloody Marys? How does this work?
Either or.
Whatever, really?
Whatever you have time for. There's room to host.
Can I fish?
Yes.
Can I camp?
Yes. Mm. And paddle boards.
Paddleboards.
You guys
Whoa.
Know I love stand-up paddle boards.
Air conditioned air?
Yes.
This is like a resort we're going to. Man.
What do we do for food? Do I grill?
You
Bring
can
my
grill.
Own? Sweet.
There's
How
a grill.
How far is it?
It's an I'm hour
like,
from here.
Yeah, like, maybe it's like an hour.
It's like 45
what lake
miles.
Is it?
Baden Lake.
What's the Walmart proximity?
There's a Dollar General about 2 miles away.
This is like 52 questions.
You just never know.
That's
you, just
about
never,
it.
You never know when you need a pharmacy or something.
Is there a cobbler nearby in case Lorraine's sandal breaks?
Nicole almost spit her coffee all over the studio.
She always has to make sure every city she goes to, she knows the cobbler.
Yeah. Is there a Carvana vending machine building that we can be near? And it's not it's not a dry party.
No. Can, oh, no.
Okay, good. Good.
But it's a dry county. Oh, you know, they still exist in North Carolina.
Yeah. Some joke. In Arkansas, too.
Yeah.
His attempt.
Huh. All right. Good news. Well, yeah. Tell Lauren that we appreciate the offer and tell her mom likewise. Hey, Phil, Mel, you guys want to go to a lake house?
Yeah, let's start inviting everyone. So, like, we show up with, like, 50
it's
people.
It's a house party. Yeah.
I'd like to see Miss Jessica from Power 98 from the Morning Madhouse just borrowed one of our interns, and we don't know why.
Yeah,
I wonder what they're
something to run downstairs.
It's stomping day.
Oh, I bet
over there.
It.
The stompers are probably here. Maybe she needed him to go get them. Let's check in, make sure
you
he's
know what
okay.
They should be. They should really like it's like Miss Jessica, the noisy neighbor. It's always loud over there.
Yeah, she
it's
calls herself the nosy neighbor. You're right. The new name is the noisy neighbor.
That's funny.
All right, we are doing a diamond giveaway every hour. It's Diamond Day Friday, thanks to Diamonds Direct. And I would keep listening. I think we're probably getting close. We'll give you a 10-minute warning.
Yep, and we're getting close to that 10-minute warning.
Close. Yeah. All right. If you heard the show earlier this morning, you heard us talking about Nicole's girlfriend's mom's got a lake house and we were invited to it. We were going to go to the wrong city. It's not Maiden. It's Baden.
Baden.
Yeah, okay. B-A-D-I-N.
Which we have this issue because we met a listener last night at a Live After 5 and we thought she was saying her name was Blair.
Well, but that's it was different.
But that's a
Blair with a P.
Yeah. I'm sure she gets that all the time, too, especially when it's loud.
Yeah.
I mean, Blair, you think yeah. Blair's the name, but Blair's cool. Cool name. Hey, yeah. 2018 Mother's Day, Lorraine, the spending is going to reach. How much do you think Americans are going to spend this year alone on every mother in the 50 states?
Oh, I have no idea.
$23 billion.
Okay. What does that, give you an average per person?
86% of Americans will celebrate Mother's Day this year and spend an average of $180 on
Ow.
Mom.
I would think that would be like, the average would be like $100.
Individuals aged 35 to 44 will be the biggest spenders at an average of $224. 35% of consumers will head to department stores, while 31% will shop online. 29% plan to shop at specialty stores such as jewelry stores, which, by the way, will be out at Diamonds Direct today in South Park at 11. Hope to see you there.
Boom.
Shakalaka. You know what we need to do?
What, bud?
Well, not only do we need to give a diamond away like within the next 10 minutes.
So
that's your 10-minute
sure listening.
Warning.
10-minute warning for Diamond Day Friday. Give it away a diamond from Diamonds Direct in 10 minutes.
We got to get to Lorenz Dirty. That's what we need to do.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorenz. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
So the last time the Spice Girls performed together was at the 2012 Olympics in London. Well, there were all these rumors that they were going to be performing together again at the royal wedding. But it looks like Mel B maybe spoke a little too soon when she gave us that hint. Because the Spice Girls have not rehearsed anything up until this point. Now, they all are invited to the wedding, but they will not be performing.
I feel like every popular Brit is going to be there. You know what I mean? Like, what's the cutoff?
Well, if you think about it, too, I'm sure it will be star-studded because he's marrying an actor. So,
right.
You know, she's got actor friends out of Hollywood. I'm sure everybody and anybody will be there.
George and Amal.
Oh, yeah.
They're not even British.
All they have to do is hop the train. Are you kidding me?
They're
in Italy.
Yeah. John, for sure, he's knighted.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Fox has canceled 3 shows.
Oh, no.
People are losing their minds. Now, I've only really heard of one of these. Oh, 2 of them, I guess. So Brooklyn Nine-Nine has been canceled.
Oh, thank God. I thought that was the worst show.
It won, like, awards and stuff its first season.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Really?
I don't like it.
Yeah, Adam Sandberg. Or Andy Sandberg.
Andy, yeah.
Variety has been canceled.
What's that?
I don't know.
Magazine? That's all I know.
And Last Man on Earth.
The first season was okay. Eh, yeah.
Then you realized he was hardly the last man on Earth.
Yeah.
There's like 80 people in the cast now.
Right.
It was
too
the worst.
Follow, yeah.
It was so cool when it was just him.
In the whole world trying to figure it
out.
Yeah,
then
exactly
ran into
right.
Other people.
There you go.
You're exactly
R.I.P.
right.
John Mayer just dropped a new song. Manny, can you pull that up for me?
Sure, I can.
It is
I
called...
heard it this morning. Producer Nicole was playing it.
Oh, did you like it?
Yeah, I knew immediately it was Mayer. He's got that Mayer sound, you know?
Yeah. This song is called New Light.
If you give me just one night to meet you underneath the moon.
Yeah, I like it.
Oh, yeah. That's totally a Mayer.
Oh, yeah.
I want to run through the halls of my high school.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I want to scream at the top of my lungs.
I've got some advice for burglars coming up in my 7:30 Dirty, because one got caught in Rihanna's house in a very dumb way.
How did these criminals find out where celebrities live?
There's like a star map, too, that like when you go out to L.A., they'll give you a star map and tell you like where stars live,
that's
which is
creepy.
Probably illegal. But
yeah, that's creepy.
That's an invasion of privacy.
I don't like it.
Just Google somebody.
I don't like it.
Gives you their address.
I'm sure it's in somebody else's, like there's a cover name. And,
okay.
You know, they'll have.
Well, we'll find that out in the 7:30 Dirty. And like we said, in just about now.
5 minutes.
Little over 5 minutes.
Yeah.
The first diamond will be yours on Diamond Day Friday right here from the MRL show.
Hey. You gotta get up. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
We've been talking about it all week long. We've been telling you that Friday was going to be Diamond Day. We weren't lying to honor the mothers in our lives for Mother's Day. And happy Mother's Day to all you moms out there who work so hard to make the families run. We know who you are. And you know who you are. That's why the reward is yours today.
Yes, it is Diamond Day Friday. Thanks to our friends at Diamonds Direct. We are giving away a diamond right now. 704-570-9595.
Caller number 13 in honor of May 13th walks away with a diamond from the MRL show. Kiss 95.1.
Diamond Day Friday. Thanks to our friends at Diamonds Direct, giving away a diamond every hour. This has not been done in Charlotte radio history, and you are listening. You have a front row seat to history happening here in Charlotte radio. We are looking for call number 13. Who is this?
Christina,
where are you calling from?
Mooresville.
Christina in Mooresville, you get the diamond.
Yay!
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Now, are you a mother, or is this for your mom?
I am a mother of a 5-year-old.
There you go.
Nice.
You
Happy
it.
Mother's Day.
Thank you.
Do something nice for yourself, because Lord knows people aren't going to do it for you.
Well, we will. We got you back.
We will. That's right. I know.
It's also hard for a 5-year-old to go and get a gift.
Well, sure. I know. But what I'm saying is sometimes as moms, we just got to do it ourselves if we really
take,
want
take
what we want.
Take time for you.
There you,
you
go.
Know?
What do you have planned for Sunday? Anything big?
Showing off that diamond.
Not.
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome, Christina. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
We hope you love it. A diamond's for you, Christina in Mooresville. We've got 3 more to give away. 3 more hours of the show, 3 more diamonds to give away. Christina, winner number 1. Congrats. Hang on a second, okay?
Okay.
There you go. That easy. Caller number 13. Bang. She wins it.
Now, the winning doesn't stop there. We do still have $1,000 that we're going to be giving away on this morning show. Listen at 8 a.m. for the Kiss Cash Code. And then we kick back up, wake up, and win Monday morning, where you can win $500, and you can tell us what time you wake up at kiss951.com. A lot of things happening on the show.
Really, there are, yep.
A lot of things going on.
Hey, there's a dating app called Badoo, B-A-D-O-O, Badoo.
Okay.
And they combed through all the data, and they found out what the sexiest jobs are. Women most want to date bartenders and photographers.
Really?
Really? What? Well,
beating out traditionally sought after professions of bankers and doctors.
Hang on. I think I know why the photographers. They're trying to up that Instagram game.
Yeah. Can you take a picture of me here? How about now? How about now?
Yep.
Women most want to date men who work as the following: teachers, chefs, hairstylists, stockbrokers, surgeons, lawyers, music producers, writers, photographers, bartenders.
Stockbrokers?
It's on there.
Really?
Mm-hmm. See, my brother was a stockbroker, and he was always so stressed, but now he's retired.
I guess I guess I was thinking that that might be a stale profession, but maybe that's a strong woman. You know what I mean? Like a strong profession. I guess when I think stockbroker, I just think math and numbers and, you know what I mean?
Well, think
accounting
of...
Clearly
kind of
not
thing.
Because I'm doing the stock market, and I don't know any of those things, and I won $300.
Yeah. I mean, think of the
you
Wolf
of... You didn't win at $300, you gambler.
It's a game to me. It's a game.
Think of the Wolf of Wall Street, though, Loren. Mm-hmm. You know? Most men want to date women who work as personal assistants, teachers, lawyers, dentists, fashion buyers, nurses, entrepreneurs, doctors, chefs, and psychotherapists.
Psychotherapists.
Aren't all women kind of psychotherapists? You all kind of know what's going on in the world and have a much better picture of it than men. Yeah. Like the three of us went out to dinner last night. By the way, we're playing Connect Four. You can go check out our Insta story to see who the Connect Four champ was. And also see Loren tackle some really hot wing sauce at the MRL show.
For the hottest wing sauce
Go look at our Insta story at the MRL show. But we were talking last night, and like Loren just has like such a clear-cut vision of relationships and how women and men are so different. And Roy and I are like, like cavemen.
Yeah, we don't know. We don't know. And by the way, to go back to your thing before, I don't know if I'd want to date someone that was a personal assistant. Because I feel like they'd be constantly talking about the person they assist. Like, oh, I got to go get this person's, you know.
And are you ever off?
I
got
to get, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I can see that. But I think that people like the traits that are associated with these jobs. So somebody that's very attentive, somebody that'll run errands, that kind of thing. So if you're dating somebody like that, I may say to you, Roy, hey, I'm going to be in the side of town where the tailor is. Do you have anything you need me to pick up?
Oh, that's really kind.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. I now want a personal assistant.
So easily switched. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We'll put this list up at the MRL show, and you can get to us and tell us, like, what's a job that you are either dating right now or would love to date?
Yep. Instagram, Twitter, at the MRL show.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren show.
Got another diamond to give away next hour. Just keep listening. We'll tell you when to be caller number 13. You can score that diamond thanks to Diamonds Direct. But we got to do War of the Roses.
Yeah, so the person coming back on the line was someone who called before. Her name was Tiffany. I don't know if you remember this last week, but she stopped the War of the Roses before it ever really took off.
Yeah, she decided she didn't want to do it in the middle of it.
Well, she called us back and she says, hey, I want to try it again. And there's a whole other spin she wants to do to it. We're going to have to get her back on the phone and do War of the Roses again. We'll do that coming up in 5 minutes.
Now it's your turn.
Road at Gray Rock Drive. That's just south of Highway 160. You may see some delays through there. Traffic brought to you by Credit Karma. Get your truly free credit score and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma. Download the Credit Karma app today. Credit Karma, get knowing.
Roy, let me hear your best yodel, buddy.
All I want to do is even have a high up and up and I'm a do-do-do-do-po.
Look at you.
That's what I think the kid does, right?
If anybody has a radio on, pets are running under the bed right now. Listen, we have the Yodel Kid coming to Kids Fest. Just announced this week, Kids Fest is going to be Saturday, May 19th from 10 to 4 at Cane Creek Park in Waxhaw. Games, music, dance teams, performances by Mason Ramsey, a.k.a. the Walmart Yodeler. That's the Yodel Kid.
Yeah, the Yodel Kid, yeah.
All from Kiss 95.1, Fort Mill Ford, Morris Jenkins, and WCNC NBC Charlotte.
Although, did you see that the Yodel Kid is still doing Walmart appearances, but now across the nation?
Really?
Yeah. He has like a deal with Walmart.
Really?
Yeah, the kid's so productive. He has a record deal, a Walmart deal.
Not a bad deal to be, not a bad company to be in a deal with.
Overachiever.
We're about to bust a cheater.
We can't be happy for someone.
Nope.
Are you ready?
Warfing around? Let's do War of the Roses. Email us, mornings at kiss951.com.
Crazy War of the Roses from yesterday for you guys this morning. Up next, what's the thing that you learned about mom when you got older that you never knew? The MRL Show.
WNKS Charlotte. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
Happy Mother's Day.
Yes, Mother's Day is this weekend, and in honor of your mama, it is Diamond Day Friday. Giving away a diamond every hour. We will be giving away a diamond this hour, so make sure you're listening. It could happen any second.
I was hitting producer with Nicole with some yo mama jokes in honor of Mother's Day.
Yes.
Like, your mama's so poor, her welcome mat says well.
Yeah, you know, I...
Your mama's so dumb, she went to the dentist to ask for a Bluetooth.
It's good.
The list is endless.
Yeah.
But we do want to know, we need to get your phone calls and get serious here for a second before we give away a diamond. What did you learn about your mom that you didn't know when you were growing up? 704-570-9595. Like, I was talking to a friend of mine who had no idea that her mom was a collegiate athlete.
Really?
She played soccer at Ohio State.
And she had no idea about her mom until she was an adult.
Her mom never talked about it. Never pushed her into soccer.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's
never
cool.
Talked about it. And then they were looking through some old pictures and stuff. And there she was, like, you know, 3 years on the Ohio State soccer team. And I was like, that's huge. That's like, that's Division I.
Sure.
Yeah, but that's, I like that.
Right.
You think that's a cool move not to tell?
Yeah, kind of. And that clearly didn't define her, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, she clearly did something really cool with her life.
It wasn't like you were something your parents said that you're constantly hearing about.
Right.
Growing up. Yeah. My kids will always hear I went to Miss USA.
They'll know that.
Yeah, it's the one thing I'm proud of.
They'll also know that you were a honeybee and a Dolphins cheerleader. Oh, also, you worked on a show called The MRL Show that was moderately successful.
Yeah. Moderately.
704-570-9595. What did you learn about your mom that you didn't know about her growing up? Loren, you have anything?
Well, I never confirmed this, but I think my mom might have a tattoo that I never knew about.
Really?
Yeah.
Where about?
In a place that not a lot of people can see?
Yeah.
That's awesome. No.
I saw something one day. I'm not sure if it was a real tattoo or not.
Oh, that's
Dana.
So
and I'm cool. afraid to ask the question.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why? I think you guys are so open about everything, though.
No.
Not this.
Not this. This crosses the line.
To be honest with you, I'm not sure I really want to know the answer.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so cool. By the way, if you are new to the MRL Radio family and you're just trying to get used to us and trying to like us, Loren's mom is like younger than Loren. I mean, she parties. She's a bartender.
She's hot.
She's the coolest person you'll ever meet. And just the idea that she just has a tattoo is great.
Yeah.
If it's fake, even better. Like, that's even better for me.
Speaking of things that you might not know on the MRL Show, we are on Facebook Live, and it's not like just a camera set up where it's just staring at us. We have like four cameras. It's a legit like
TV production.
Show.
Whole production.
Really is. And we invite you to go to Kiss95.1's Facebook page, where Betty posted that my best friend and roommate found out when her mom passed, she was really her grandmother, and her sister was her mom.
Oh, my gosh.
Whoa. Wow. Let's bring in John from Denver. John, you're on the MRL Morning Show.
Hey, how's it going this morning, guys?
We're doing well. We're excited. It's Diamond Day. Going to be giving away a diamond from Diamonds Direct coming up here in about like 10 minutes. So
awesome.
Very exciting. Yeah.
We're also celebrating moms by talking crap about them. What did you, as only we can, what did you find out about mom later on in life?
Well, so when I was younger, around 11, 12, my parents divorced, and my brother and I moved in with my godmother and her son. And so But around the age of 18, I found out that a lot of those years that my mother and my godmother have been moving a lot of furniture around.
What?
That whole time. So I had no idea until I was a little older about that.
That's awesome.
And of course, I was supportive and was like, whatever makes you happy, Mom.
Sure, yeah, of course.
She just came out and told you?
I kind of knew. I just was kind of like, so you and my godmother.
Yeah. Well, hey, that's why she was the godmom.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait, I don't know.
You want to ask if they were related?
No.
Because normally godparents, some godparents are related. John Denver.
I'm just wondering, like, if it was like an actual relationship and they hit it by calling it the godmom. You know what I mean?
I think I dubbed her more my godmother just because I was so close to her too.
Okay.
You know, so.
Yeah.
But it was kind of like, not. Now I look back, it's not shocking at all. It's like, how did I not know that my mom was a tomboy? But like, you know.
Sure. That's so cool.
Okay.
But yeah. No,
thanks, John.
Still, even today, she's still my godmother. So.
Cool. We got a couple more, dude. So stick with us. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, absolutely. Have a good day, Jeff.
You too. Well, this is funny. Jessica in Harrisburg.
So whenever I was like 14, I found my mom's old, like, college picture book. And my mom is a lawyer, like, super strict, follows the rules, everything like that.
Yeah.
She was in a sorority, and she was hung over the toilet.
Thanks, Jessica. Yeah. I love that. That's what I'm talking about.
See, Mom?
Yep.
This is Antonio in Mooresville. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hello.
Hi, can you turn your radio down?
Hello.
There we go.
Yeah, my mom,
mm-hmm.
She was in the Navy, and she played rugby.
Oh, that's cool. Very cool.
And she was in the Navy, and she told when the submarine went to go up and when to go down.
That's really cool.
So she was in a sub.
Wow. And she played rugby. I love it when we break those gender norms. Mm-hmm. You know?
Two things.
Yeah.
You think rugby is a man sport.
Yeah,
you think the submarine is a man, you know, Navy vessel where really women are on those things.
Yeah.
I love it. I love that.
That's cool.
All right. Let's bring in Angela and Charlotte. You're on the MRL Morning Show, less than 10 minutes away from giving away a diamond from Diamonds Direct on our Diamond Day Friday.
Good morning.
Good morning. So what did you learn about your mom when you got older?
Oh, a little backstory. My parents have been separated since I was about 4. My father used to work for a guy who my mother started to cheat on him with. The guy became my stepdad growing up. And then I found out from my nephew's father, who I call my brother-in-law, even though he's no longer with my sister, that my younger sister is a byproduct of that affair.
Yeah, I couldn't follow all of it, but it sounds like there's some family drama.
That is a tangled web.
Yeah.
There's something with the stepfather.
How long did you not know that? Like, how many years were you in the dark?
Quite a few. I just turned 36, and I only found out like 2 years ago after my mother passed away.
Mm.
I was speaking with my nephew's father, and he told me a lot of other family secrets, too.
Yeah, they take them to the grave, don't they?
Dang.
They do.
Yeah.
Thanks, Angela.
You're welcome.
By the way, all of Facebook Live wants me to ask my mom about the tattoo now.
Oh yeah, you got to find out.
Yeah, we want to know. And I kind of want to know, like, when her nephew told her the story, was there a flow chart?
I needed one.
Yeah.
Break it down. Can I see a family tree or bush or whatever this is?
Whatever this is.
Misty said, I found out my mom was a badass FBI agent and retired in 2011.
Love it. That's so cool.
I wonder if she couldn't tell her, you know?
Yeah. Well, a cover story.
Maybe, you know? Maybe she didn't want her daughter to be nervous, like be worried about her doing, you know, FBI type things.
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
Bree said, my fiance is a new listener to the show. And he was really confused because he doesn't know the term moving furniture.
Well, that's
code.
It's a code word for adults.
Adult time.
Yep.
Bang. Yeah. There you go.
Yep. So we do still have your chance to win that diamond from Diamonds Direct in 10 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
Kiss 95.1.
Oils and lotions. Now through May 15th, buy any two and receive a free Healthy Accents bath poof. Food Lion. How refreshing.
Kiss traffic.
Traffic volume picking up, but we're still short on actual trouble spots. Just a couple to report. Brookshire at Davidson, an accident here causing some minor delays. And Harris Boulevard at I-85, a disabled vehicle in the intersection here. Traffic brought to you by Duke Energy. Duke Energy is building the smarter energy future that everyone in the Carolinas deserves with energy that's affordable, reliable, and cleaner. Learn more at duke-energy.com/future.
It is a record day here on the MRL Morning Show, making history by giving away diamond every hour thanks to our friends at Diamonds Direct in South Park, all in honor of Mother's Day. Call right now, 704-570-9595, to get that diamond from Diamonds Direct.
Caller number 13 gets a diamond. Good luck from the MRL Morning Show. It's called Diamond Day Friday, giving away a diamond every hour on the MRL Morning Show. You could join us today at Diamonds Direct from 11 to 1. We'll be out there. They got great deals on diamonds for Mother's Day. But right now, somebody does not have to show up because they've already won.
Who is this?
This is Contessa.
Contessa, where are you calling us from?
Shelby, North Carolina.
Contessa and Shelby, North Carolina, you get the diamond.
Yay!
Yay!
They say diamonds are a way to a woman's heart. We know that's true for Loren. Is that true for you too, Contessa?
Well, of course. Yeah.
Congratulations. You've scored a diamond. Thanks to Diamonds Direct. You've heard us talk about them for so long, and we partner with them for Mother's Day. For beautiful moms just like yourself. It says here you have an 8-month-old?
That's correct. Mr. Ames Huxley.
You got toothpicks holding your eyes up at this point?
Actually, he sleeps pretty well since he was 3 weeks old, so he does really well.
Show off.
So. Yeah.
I was about to ask if this was your first Mother's Day.
It is my first Mother's Day, yes. It is perfect. My first Mother's Day.
Well, listen, you deserve the diamond from our friends at Diamonds Direct, and thank you so much for being part of the MRL Radio family.
All right. Thank you so much, guys. I love your show. Thanks.
Love you.
All right. Yes, thanks, Contessa. Hold on. That's not all. We got more diamonds to give away.
It's happening every hour here on the MRL Morning Show.
Just be caller 13 when we tell you to call next hour, but now it's time for the dirty.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Rihanna's got some advice for people breaking into her house. How about don't spend the night? Now, Orange County police...
Is that asking too much?
I know, right? Orange County police were called after somebody was seen in Rihanna's home. Now, when they showed up, they realized that this person had been tampering with the alarm. And they asked the man to come out of the house, which he went, but he ended up getting tased and detained. We know why he was detained, but we don't know why he was tased. He is being held on $150,000 bail. Fortunately, Rihanna was not home at the time. Now, The Weeknd and Bella Hadid are so back on. They were caught kissing at Cannes, so you can mark that couple on your to-do list. And Ryan and Kelly had Kim Kardashian on, and she threw a little jab at Tristan, Khloe's baby daddy, saying last time she talked about him, she got blocked on social media, so she wasn't going to talk about them. But she did talk about how Kanye gave her gray hair.
He's in Wyoming recording. He has a couple albums coming out, so he's just focused on that. I will say he gave me my first gray hair this week.
No.
And I am blaming that on him.
Yeah.
But no, he's doing really good.
They're such an odd couple.
I know.
And you don't see enough Kanye on that Keeping Up with the Kardashians to really vibe what they're like together.
Yeah.
Well, maybe they will now this season since he's making such a big splash.
I guess. Yeah. What else you got?
Two albums coming out in June, by the way. Selena Gomez just dropped a new single from her 13 Reasons Why, that second season that's coming out.
Uh-huh.
The soundtrack has this song on it. It's called Back to You.
In my head. I know I'd go back to you.
Oh, gosh. Is she talking to Justin?
Yeah, fans are saying that this is about the Biebs. I also heard a conflicting report, by the way, that she's so over that relationship and 100% moved on.
I forgot. They're broken up?
Yeah.
I can't keep track.
Yeah.
I can't keep track of that relationship. I'm over it.
All right, that's your dirty.
Thank you so much, Loren. Let's play Can't Beat Loren, 704-570-9595. Call now. Take her down.
Hey. Accident clearing on Brookshire at Davidson. Traffic brought to you by Bojangles Famous Chicken and Biscuits. Nothing compares to the one, the only Bojangles Cajun Filet Biscuit. For a limited time, get two Cajun Filet Biscuits for just $5. Bojangles, it's bow time.
All right, here we go. May 12th, that's tomorrow. You have a party to go to. It's the Ballantine Wine Festival at Ballantine Village. Your chance to savor and taste wines from local, regional, and national vineyards. Go to ballantinewinefest.eventbrite.com to get your tickets.
Also, join Kiss 95.1's Pet of the Week is brought to you by Social Pet Hotel and Daycare. Visit kiss95.1.com to view the North Mech Animal Rescue Pets ready for adoption. I hope they took my dog off that website, because I adopted one of the dogs.
Great job, Roy. Yep.
So you can also get the more information about the pets online.
And then go look at a picture of Roy's dog, Carmen, who is now named Callie.
Yeah, it's Callie.
I was explaining the backstory.
Yeah, I know. Hmm. I'm just trying to get everyone in the habit.
And what's the rescue story, real quick?
The rescue story was that she had babies and she had her own mom.
Mm-hmm.
And the owner couldn't deal with all that, so he dropped the dogs off at a kill shelter. Mm-hmm. North Mech Animal Rescue heard about it, went to go pick up all the dogs, all the puppies. Everyone adopted the puppies, but they didn't want to adopt the mom. And so the mom was sat in shelter since October. So
That's our boy, Roy.
I took the mama.
Callie. All
taking
right.
care of mama Callie.
Roy, Loren,
yes.
You're playing Can't Beat Loren against Julie. And it looks like somebody else, Julie's an adult, and Skylar and Cameron are in the car. We're playing Can't Beat Loren in 3 minutes.
Ring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Lorenz, sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts on Kiss 95.1.
Julie, Skylar, and Cayman, welcome to the Meanie Roy and Lorenz Morning Show.
Thank you, Lorenz. You're my daughter Cayman's new best friend.
Aww.
I slaughtered her name earlier, and I apologize. I thought it was a misspelling.
Debating her name when you said that.
Cayman, can we be friends again?
Nope, she's my bestie.
Okay.
All right, but we do still have to play Can't Beat Lorenz, guys.
Great.
Everyone, so throw her out.
Out of the studio.
I'm going.
All right, she is leaving the studio. We are on Facebook Live, so you can go to look up Kiss 95.1 on Facebook. See, she's out of the studio where she cannot hear the questions.
By the way, if you beat Loren, we're going to hook you up with a $100 gift card from Dunkin' Donuts. You can go in and score a go-to from Dunkin'. That's where I ran into Loren there this morning.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. We had small talk. And I was like, I'll see you at work. Bye. Question number one. Julie, Robert Downey Jr.'s $325,000 superhero suit was stolen. What superhero does Robert Downey Jr. play?
Oh, my gosh. I heard this yesterday. What was that?
He plays the superhero.
I don't know.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I hate when you get number one wrong. That's supposed to be the easy one. All right. Question two. Jennifer Hudson is going to be returning to The Voice as a coach for season 15. She'll be joining Kelly Clarkson, Adam Levine, and Gwen Stefani's boyfriend, which is who?
Blake Shelton.
Question three. This TV network canceled Brooklyn Nine-Nine, The Mick, and Last Man on Earth. The network is also home to powerhouse shows like Empire.
Oh, network.
You sound like Loren.
Yeah. I'm not good with that. ABC.
Okay. Question four. It's New Music Friday. Selena Gomez released a new song, Back to You, that's rumored to be about her on-again and off-again boyfriend. Who is that?
Justin Bieber.
Question five. Royal wedding alert. Ooh. Meghan Markle's mom has landed in London to watch Meghan marry whom?
Prince Harry.
All right. Come on in, Loren.
Oh, that was five.
How did they do?
She got three correct.
Okay.
Okay. Three. Here we go. Question one. Robert Downey Jr.'s $325,000 superhero suit was stolen. What superhero does Robert Downey Jr. play?
He is Iron Man.
That is correct. Unfortunately, she did not have an answer for that one. 1-0.
Jennifer Hudson is going to be returning to The Voice as a coach for season 15. She'll be joining Kelly Clarkson, Adam Levine, and Gwen Stefani's boyfriend, who is?
Blake Shelton.
You got it. 2-1.
This TV network canceled Great. Brooklyn Nine-Nine, The Mick, and Last Man on Earth. The network is also home to powerhouse shows like Empire.
Fox.
That is correct. Unfortunately, our friend Julie said ABC. It's 3-1.
It's New Music Friday. Selena Gomez released a new song called Back to You. It's rumored to be about her on-again, off-again boyfriend. His name is?
The Biebs, Justin Bieber.
That's right, 4-2-2.
Royal wedding alert. Meghan Markle's mom has officially landed in London to watch her daughter marry whom?
Prince Harry.
Are you sure?
Yes.
That is correct. Final score 5-3. Lauren, you got 22-0 wins.
Julie, Skylar, and Cayman, I'm so sorry.
Not sorry.
Sorry, not sorry. No. You guys know what I want to hear.
We can't beat Lauren. We can't beat Lauren.
Well, thanks for playing, guys.
All right, thanks.
All right, have a great day at school. Have a great weekend, you guys. And get ready for the legendary Friday free-for-all, which is coming up. But that's not all.
No, we have your chance to win $1,000 with the Kiss Cash code. That comes your way all in. We'll kick it off here in about 7 minutes.
Kiss 95 MRL show. Kiss 95.1.
Know what you came for.
Hashtag Friday free-for-all.
Your chance to win $1,000 Kiss Cash code. It's coming up here in about 5 minutes. Friday free for all, your chance to win a diamond on Diamond Day, thanks to Diamonds Direct, all in time for Mother's Day. It's going to be coming up here in less than 10 minutes. But now Chris Brown.
Take it like a pro to run. Kiss 95.1.
Daddy, we like to party.
The legendary Friday free for all, people are loving it, making their drive to work a little more fun. A diamond. Very special today. It's Diamond Day Friday, giving away diamonds every hour. So far, congratulations to Christina, and congratulations to Contessa. That was her name. Yeah. Congratulations, you ladies. Yeah. Roy, we got more to give away before Lorraine gets her hands on them and tries to take them home.
Yes, man. That is true. That is true. We call in number, what was it?
13
right now, 704-570-9595, breaking radio records here. First time in Charlotte Radio. We're the show giving you a diamond every hour for your mom. It's Diamonds Day thanks to Diamonds Direct. 704-570-9595. Call number 13. You get that diamond.
1, 2, 3, go. Hey.
Under KBB, just waiting for you. Need a one-owner Carfax certified vehicle? Hendrick has it. Want low financing options to suit your budget and a state-of-the-art digital buying experience to save you time? Hendrick has it. For over 40 years, we've had every make, every model, and everything you've ever wanted in a used car. Experience Hendrick. Shop HendrickCars.com today.
So one of my best friends is moving out of her apartment. And she's responsible for cleaning the carpets before she leaves.
Mm-hmm.
She was going to rent a machine herself.
Mm.
I'm like, why are you doing that? Just call Zero Res.
Yeah, bad idea. And what? Good idea here, too. The apartment might recommend companies that aren't Zero Res. And you're going to just simply pay too much to get it done. So go with Zero Res.
Well, she'd be doing the people moving in a disservice if she called anybody other than Zero Res.
That's true.
Zero Res has empowered water, which means they use no chemicals. That's safe for your kids and pets. And you can be down on the floor playing with your kids again in no time.
And by the way, it's Mother's Day weekend, and maybe a great treat for mom would be you dialing Zero Res and surprising her on Sunday and say, hey, guess what? Next week, the carpets are going to be deliciously and beautifully clean thanks to Zero Res.
Yeah, give them a call today. They're going to hook you up with 3 rooms for just $119, 704-509-4488, or you can check them out online at ZeroResCharlotte.com.
Thanks to Diamonds Direct.
Concord at North Tryon, LaSalle at Beatty's Ford, and Eastway Drive near Curtiswood, an overturned vehicle. Traffic brought to you by Shell. Get the feeling of being rewarded with gold status at Shell with the Fuel Rewards program. Download the Fuel Rewards app, join, and start saving today.
We've had a blast all morning with this. In honor of the women in our lives and the moms who take care of us, we're doing Diamond Day Friday with our friends at Diamonds Direct.
Yep, we're giving away a diamond every hour on our show.
We told you we were looking for caller number 13. Who is this?
Hi, this is Stephanie.
Stephanie, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Charlotte.
Well, Stephanie, congratulations. You get that diamond.
Great. Thank you so much. This is great.
Yes. Who are you going to give the diamond to? Is it for yourself or are you going to give it to mom?
It's for my mom. She lives up in Ohio, so I'm sure she'll be thrilled since I don't come home enough.
Oh, that's so sweet.
That is awesome. Congratulations to Stephanie. She scored a diamond from Diamonds Direct. Our third winner today, joining Christina and Contessa. And guess what? That's not all. Stephanie, we got more diamonds to give away.
In fact,
we're going to do another one in less than an hour from now, Loren.
Yeah, this has never been done before in Charlotte Radio.
We're breaking all the boundaries, Stephanie. Thanks so much for being an MRL fan and wish your mom a happy Mother's Day for us, okay?
Thank you. Will do.
All right. There goes Stephanie, just like that. Loren, what do you got coming up in the dirty?
Well, Lea Michele, she is breaking tradition when it comes to getting married. I'll tell you what she's doing. And I actually did this at my wedding, too.
All right. That's coming up here in just about 3 minutes.
Damn, I hate to go inside. Call him, are you my friend when I'm rolling through my hands, oh.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Mel B, I think, opened her mouth a little too quickly when she said that the Spice Girls were going to be performing at the royal wedding because no rehearsals happened at this point. Now, all the girls are invited to the wedding, and I'm sure it will be star-studded, especially since Prince Harry is marrying an actor. So there will be a lot of celebrities there. But the last time the Spice Girls performed together was in 2012 at the Olympics in London.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I would think that if it was going to happen, there would have been rehearsal by now because I'm sure it would be a little rusty, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Speaking of weddings, Lea Michele, she is breaking tradition and having a man of honor at her wedding. She just asked her best friend, who she met while they were performing on Broadway in 2006, and it is Cam Newton's birthday.
Happy birthday, Cam!
QB1.
He'll be in our studio in a couple weeks to talk about his Kicking It With Cam kickball tournament.
He sure will. Liam Payne says One Direction went to his head. In a recent interview, he said that fame made me a little nuts and it distracted me from the person that I was, which really kind of ticks me off because I think to myself, I could have been this guy and I chose to do this instead.
I mean, and I've said this about Justin Bieber, you know, when you're 18 years old and you have millions of dollars,
you're
not mature, you don't know what to do with that money, of course, and you have people screaming at you because they love you
and everybody around you is a yes man and nobody gives you guidance.
It's hard.
By the way, Roy's dog Callie in the studio, special guest Loren, so don't be nervous.
Okay, I won't.
All right, and we don't have time for what Loren likes right now, but
one. All right, well you can get it at kiss951.com.
What's it about?
Working out from your phone.
All right, there you go. We're going to celebrate the moms in our lives. Diamond a day. We got more diamonds to give away coming up in less than an hour. And we're talking about the party mom in your life coming up in just about 10 minutes.
Hey.
Join and start saving today.
There we go. Come here, girl.
You're listening to Roy talking to his dog, Callie.
There we go. I don't think she's a darter. I don't think she'll run out of the studio.
She's not a flight risk?
I don't think so.
Definitely not your
dog. I don't think so.
Then.
I think that, like, if she does, if I went out there, she'd immediately come to me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I like that our show just got a mascot, though.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I said. We needed a mascot.
Hi, Mel.
Hi.
From the Phil & Mel Morning Show. Good. How are you?
Good.
I just adopted her from the North McAnimal Rescue. And in fact,
who, Mel?
No, Callie. Mel's a morning show superstar.
Okay, right.
But
I'm not good on transitions, Mel. Everything needs to be laid out.
But Callie, she was one of the pet of the weeks at kiss951.com.
Oh, great.
So you can see all the other animals that are the pet of the week that's up for adoption.
Perfect.
And
you can adopt one yourself.
Yeah.
You can also join AJ and Kiss95.1 this Saturday from 11 to 1 for the Learn to Ride and Kids Bike Safety Rodeo. I actually did this one year, and it's a lot of fun. Great for the kids. I know CMPD is out there teaching kids how to ride safely, teaching them the lessons of the road. It's at Arbor Glen Outreach Center on 1520 Clanton Road. It's never too early or too late to learn to ride a two-wheeler. You can head over to bike.org for more info. Our old producer, Victoria, didn't know how to ride a bike. Her dad had to hold the bike for her to get her up and going. And stopping was a whole thing, too, if I remember right.
It's a whole thing.
It wasn't very smooth. So in honor of Mother's Day, we want to celebrate the moms in our lives. So we need to hear from you guys right now. If you have a mom in your life who, if you took her out, she would out-party everyone else. your mom is the type of person that your friends love to be around. Your mom is the type of person that would walk up to a guy and hook you up with him. 704-570-9595. In honor of Mother's Day, where are the party moms out there? Do you have one?
Yes. Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
So, in honor of Mother's Day, let's tell us about that mom that, you know, she just... she goes out, she parties. She's not the norm of the mom. She's the mom 2.0.
She surpasses you in the going out stage.
Right, like you go home to watch Netflix and curl up on the couch, and your mom is, you know...
Out there fist pumping.
Right.
I will never forget taking my mom out one night. It was supposed to be a girls' night. And she had so many margaritas. When I took her home, she fell into the flower bed as I was opening the door. Like, she couldn't even walk. Like, oh, I was holding her up, taking her to the door. And I was like, okay, I'm going to open the door. And I went and unlocked it and turned around. And she was laying in the flower bed.
Oh, God, that's crazy. Chrissy sent us a message to at the MRL show and said that her and her mom, when they plan on going out, she raids her wardrobe. Luckily, we're the same size.
That's cute.
Mm-hmm. Do you and your mom share clothes?
Yeah, some things.
She steal them and take them to Florida?
No, I'm usually the one who raids her closet. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Like Lauren checks her bag before she leaves. 704-570-9595. In honor of Mother's Day, like Roy said, we're looking for the party moms in our lives, the ones that love to have fun.
Let's bring in Lorraine from Charlotte. Lorraine, you're on the MRL Morning Show.
Hi there. Good morning.
Good morning. So tell us about your mom.
Well, it's actually not my mom. It's my...
Oh, boy.
Oh no, we're losing you.
Oh, no.
She's like my second mom.
She can't even hear us.
Oh, crank. Lorraine, call us back. While we wait for producer Nicole to grab more phone calls, 704-570-9595. Here's a couple things going on in the world.
Yeah.
Did you see the oldest person in America had passed?
No, oh, how old? No.
Like 113. No. Wait, the oldest person in the world is 114. Now I got to look it back up.
Okay.
But I did see it this morning that the oldest person in America had passed, and they had lived in Ohio.
Mm.
Let's see.
113.
Yeah, and I think there was something sad about that story, too.
Oh, well,
they got run over by a car or something?
No, I think, no.
She was 114 years old.
Born in 1904. She's been through some stuff, man.
Yeah.
She was in her 50s when Kennedy died, right?
Oh, yeah. She was a teenager when the Titanic sunk. She was in her early 20s when World War I started. Yeah.
For fun, she would go and watch boats depart. That was like their pastime, you know what I mean?
She dated one of the Wrights brothers and laughed at his ideas.
Oh, this plane thing will never take off.
This literally is the dumbest thing,
Waffle. I love it, man.
You know, Ohio claims that they're the first in flight, by the way. We have a whole state fight between Ohio and North Carolina.
Yep, that's true. Well, let's bring in Madeline from Charlotte. Madeline, welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Tell us about that mom of yours.
So my mom is definitely a partier, and one Thanksgiving, she went a little too crazy, and for Black Friday, we went to Target, and she sat down in one of the benches where you try on shoes, and she fell asleep, and we couldn't find her. And I think she had, like, found a blanket in Target and, like, wrapped herself in a blanket and in Target.
That's awesome.
Thanks, Madeline.
Awesome.
This is Terry in Monroe. Terry, welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
What's up? Hey.
What's up?
What's up, Terry?
It's Terry with a C.
Oh. Carrie with a C.
It's not. Now we're way too involved with Terry. All right, Carrie, go ahead.
So I took my mom to a concert at PNC, and she's totally party mom, super cool. And we roll up, a group of my friends are there, and I go over to get a drink, and I turn around, and my mom is in the center of all my friends, and they're yelling chug, and she has a slushy alcoholic drink turned up, chugging it in the center of all my friends.
Oh, love awesome. It. There you go. Happy Mother's Day to all those moms, including the chugging ones.
Crystal. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What do you got? What kind of a party mom do you deal with?
Okay, so this is actually my mother-in-law. We went on a cruise to Mexico, and we ended up having an open bar beach. And we got there, and she was like, hey, okay, everybody, we're going to, like, limit our drinks so we don't get too crazy and, like, enjoy ourselves. She ends up downing 3 margaritas, like, immediately. And then she's like, let's take family shots. So we end up, like, all lining up on the bar, like, taking shots. And she's, like, falling on the beach, and, like, she just, like, falls asleep on the beach. And then we go to a comedy show that night, and she ends up dancing and singing and, like, being really loud and crazy while at the comedy show and spinning in chairs and ends up falling asleep during the comedy
show. Crystal, this is the same woman who said we're not drinking too much today, right? Just to be clear?
Yeah, she was like, you can have 3 drinks. And then she was like, let's take family shots. And we were like,
that's awesome.
And she was like, no, shots don't count. So we were just all ended up getting very drunk and having a great night.
There you go, Crystal.
I love it, like, when parents drink, man. It's so funny.
It's especially just funny when they see them, like, let loose, you know?
They draw the line in the sand. That's it. Nobody's drinking too much. Next thing you know, she's like, party!
Yeah.
All right, we got more people on hold. The party mom in your life to celebrate Mother's Day. Plus, I would say we're less than 30 minutes away now from giving away another diamond.
It's Diamond Day, thanks to Diamonds Direct here on the MRL Morning Show.
Kiss 95.1.
It's been on the shoulder all this time, but a lot of folks slowing down to have a look. Traffic brought to you by Liberty Mutual Insurance. You have enough things to worry about every day. Insurance shouldn't be one of them. You can leave worry behind when Liberty stands with you. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Talking about the party mom in your life in honor of Mother's Day.
Let's bring in Ashley in Gastonia. Ashley, you're live with the MRL Morning Show.
Hey, how are y'all?
Good morning, Ashley. Are you a mom?
I am. I have 2.
Okay. Well, happy Mother's Day early to you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So tell us about your party mom.
Okay. She is a typical drinker, of course. But one weekend, I had some friends over, and we were only like 14. And we were cooking out on the back porch, and there was a slug. And she thought it would be funny to put salt on it. So she does. And after she did, she felt so bad. So she starts pouring her beer on it to reverse it, but, you know.
The damage had been done.
The damage had been done.
It works for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thanks, Ashley.
All right. This is Alicia.
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 Good morning.
Hey.
Hi.
We're doing really well. You're live with the MRL Morning Show. Tell us about your mom.
So I'm from Myrtle Beach, so my mom would come down and, of course, is drinking everywhere. And, like, she'd be like, let's go get outfits, and we would have matching outfits, and I think that's how she figured out how to use Uber, because we were definitely not driving anywhere after the fact, so she would be on her phone getting our Uber together, like, half drunk, in the Uber, telling them about how we've been drunk all night, and I'm like, Mom, just be quiet, and ride. Like, quiet.
I love that you guys had matching outfits. What'd you get?
Yes, we had, well, my mom tried to be a little bit more conservative because they were really short, little tight dresses, and she tried to put white shorts under them, under hers, but it really didn't work because she picked, like, the littlest shorts she could find.
Like, that's awesome. That's great.
But I see myself turning into that mom because I have 2 boys, and they're not drinking age yet, but, like, I have my mixed drink, and they have their little virgin drinks, and I'm like, yeah, we're going to grow up.
Do it.
I thought that's what you were going to say. I thought she was going to say, I'm the party mom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alicia is well on her way.
Yes.
Happy Mother's Day.
Thanks.
You're welcome. You can't talk about partying moms without talking about a partying grandma from Boone.
No way. Lindsay from Boone, you are on the MRL Morning Show. Tell me about that grandma.
Hey, guys. How are y'all?
We're doing well.
How are you up in Boone?
Yeah, it's great. It's a little overcast, but hopefully it'll be nice this weekend. So
it's
going to be 120 here in the Piedmont. So we're all coming up to the mountains.
There you go. Come on, we got some space up here for you.
Love it.
My grandmother. So she is from. She's a well. My dad's whole side of the family is Yanks, and so they're very much, you know, partiers, everything like that. Well, for my grandmother's 90th birthday, we all went up there. And she had, of course, the house stocked with beverages. She used to be a huge, like, social butterfly when she was still living and everything. But so we go there, and she said, this is not going to be enough alcohol. And she sent me and my 3 cousins to
she was the one store in this little town, and she spent like $300.
Oh, I love that.
And then we came back, and then the next morning for another party, she sent us for more alcohol.
That's awesome.
So she was definitely a special butterfly, and that is my whole family's side of it on my dad's side, so it was great.
But... love it. Thanks, Lindsay.
I love that. And you know, the thing about like my parents, they had us kids so young, and my mom's a young grandmother, and she's 46, 7, 6, 6.
You know, crazy.
She's young. Like, I hope my mom turns into the partying grandma. You know what I mean? Like, let's all drink and have a good time. Because she gets to literally grow old with the grandkids, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah. I remember my grandma and my grandfather, who grew up in the, obviously, you know, probably the 20s, and they were in that whole Mad Men 1950s, 1960s thing.
Did they do the martinis?
They did. Yeah. And they had a little bar in their house, I remember. And Grandpa would go over there at 5 o'clock. It was cocktail time.
Poor
right through the 80s, right through when he passed away in the 90s. It was cocktail time. And the cool thing was I got to put the ice in the cocktail, you know. But I didn't know what I was doing.
Yeah. I just thought you were helping.
Yeah, but now I look back and I'm like, damn, my grandparents were alcoholics.
That's awesome.
But it's what they did back in the day. You
hey, come on, Skip. Give me that ice cube.
Skip.
I don't know. Pump all needs a drink.
All right. We are celebrating the moms with Diamond Day Friday. We're going to be actually out at Diamonds Direct at 11 a.m. this morning, Roy and I, in South Park. We invite you guys to come by. Literally no purchase is necessary. Just come in, say hi, pick up some free stuff. I'm sure we'll have some free Kiss swag there that you can score and take a picture and roll on out. And if you want to look, we'll shop with you.
Yeah, I mean, Diamonds Direct, they have gifts starting at $200, but they have a 3-year zero interest financing going on. So, I mean, it's the best time to go.
Yeah.
But the reason why we're even talking about Diamonds Direct is because we're about to give away another diamond.
Yeah.
We're giving away another diamond coming up here in less than 10 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
Charlotte, check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
Diamond Day here on Diamonds Direct. Here, Diamond Day, thanks to Diamonds Direct here on the MRL Morning Show. We are making radio history. This has not been done at Charlotte Radio, where we've been giving away diamond every hour, a diamond every single hour here on the show.
And Diamonds Direct is helping us out, make the moms in your lives feel great about themselves, whether you're a mom or maybe you got one for your mom. Congratulations to all of our winners so far, but we're not done.
We are not done. We are looking for caller number 13, 704-570-9595, caller number 13. You get that diamond.
Good luck. Call now from your friends at the MRL Show.
Take a seat.
It's Lorenz's favorite artist, Marshmallow, there.
Yeah.
Also my favorite treat, Marshmallow.
It's a song called Friends on the MRL Show.
Diamond Day here on the MRL Morning Show. Thanks to our friends at Diamonds Direct in South Park, giving away a diamond every hour for the moms out there for Mother's Day.
Looking for caller number 13. For Mother's Day, our boss came in and goes, "Why 13? May 13th, boss.
Yeah,
are
you get that.
Are you on the right line, bud?
I might not be. Hold on.
Yeah, hang on.
Where was it? Here? Here? Oh, boy.
Down at number 7. Is that not?
Yeah, no, that's not a hold anymore.
Oh.
I don't know what happened there.
Okay.
Do you have Chris's info? You're good.
Yeah. Well, why is he all the way down at the bottom? Was he supposed to be on line number 7?
Is that where that's where caller 13 randomly went? Okay.
Okay. Yeah, so the way it works, caller number 13.
You don't know what line it's going to end up on.
Yeah.
Especially if we only have 12 lines. It can't be line 13 all the time.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Well, Chris and Cheryl's forward. Congratulations.
He won.
He was going to give it to his wife.
Yeah.
Well, good. Good for you, Chris.
That was sweet.
And thanks to all of our contestants, and thanks to everyone who tried to win a diamond on Diamond Day Friday from Diamonds Direct. Remember, we'll be out there at 11 a.m. this morning in South Park. And it's very typical that this is the way the show would end. You know?
Yeah.
It really is.
He drops off.
Our last caller not being there when we went.
Yeah.
All right. Diamond Day Friday has come to an end. Thanks, everyone.
Hey, you know, we still have another diamond we're giving away at Diamonds Direct, too, aren't we? Online? Are we doing the online contest?
Yeah, the online contest, yeah.
But you can come hang out with us at Diamonds Direct, buy a nice pendant for your mom.
Yep.
There you go.
Rings, earrings, all kinds of stuff.
All right. Thanks so much. Congratulations to all of our winners.
You got to get up. Manny, Roy, and Lorraine.